On Echav Vavim Beis, we skipped a little bit. Jump to the sugya of Hachraza, the need for Hachraza when it comes to Psula Derabanan. So this is the nafkamina between a Psula Deraisa versus a Psula Derabanan. The Rambam writes, what's the difference? A Psula Deraisa is going to be Pasul right away, and a Psula Derabanan requires a Hachraza prior to becoming Pasul. So let's read the Gemara inside. Echav Vavim Beis again. Gemara says as follows. Amar Rabbi Avohu, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Kulan Tuchan Hachraza Bebeisin. Everybody requires a hechraza, an announcement in Beis Din. Roa pligiba, when it comes to a roa, a shepherd, who's pasul, in terms of edus, is a machlokes, or achav ravina. Chadamar bay hechraza, the chadamar lo bay hechraza. One opinion thinks that you do require a hechraza for roa, and the other opinion thinks you do not need. Bishmal mandamar lo bay hechraza, I understand why you would not require a hechraza for a roa. Hainu damar Rav Yehuda amar rav stam roa pasul, because Rav Yehuda thinks that a stam roa is pasul. What does that mean? So, El Mother Baya Chraza, my Stam Roa Apostle. If you require a Chraza, what do you mean a Stam Roa is possible? Not a Stam Roa Apostle. Only Roa who has a Chraza about him is possible, not a Stam Roa. So, Gemara says, Dibistama Machrizin Aleh. No, Mistama, there was a Chraza that went out against him. That's what it means. Although a Stam Roa comes up, we assume there was some Chraza and he is possible in their bond. But yes, you do require a Chraza when it comes to. Hey, Roa. Okay. Now the Gemara says, "Hahu mas matana dehavei chasima la trading gazlanim." There was a certain matana that two gazlanim signed on. Savar Rav Papa Bar Shmuel achshurei dehalo achrozin alayu. He thought maybe they're going to be kasher edim because no one ever made a hachraz about these two gazlanim. You don't even require a hachraza. So the Gemara answers, "Amar le Rava nihi debinin hachraza begazin derabanan." Everyone agrees you require a hachraz when it comes to gzela derabanan. But Gazan Deraisa, Mibayin Hachraza, when it comes to Gzela Deraisa, you for sure do not require a Hachraza. So this is the nafkamina between a Issa Deraisa or a Psul Deraisa versus a Psul Derabanan with the need for a Hachraza or not. So very interesting, Machlokes Rashi Rambam here. The Rashi writes, Hachraza Bebezin, you require a Hachraza in Bezin, Ve'eno Nifsalim Ne'edas Ad She'achuzo Bebezin Lohodiyo Psulim. You're not going to be disqualified from testimony until there is a chraza that goes out in Beis Din to let everybody know the psul. Okay. What's the Rambam Shita? What's the Machlokes Rashi Rambam? Anybody see the Rambam inside yet? Hilchos Eidus, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Vav. The Rambam writes as follows.
Which Perek? I'm sorry.
Perek Yud Aleph. Ma bein psul edus min haTorah lepsul mederem. What's the difference whether he guys pasul deraisa derban? Who cares? Either way, he's pasul. Rambam says, I'll tell you what the difference is. Shepsul min haTorah. If it's a deraisa psul shehaida edus obdela. If he testifies, the whole edus is thrown out. Afa pisha lo hichrizo alav. Even though there was never a achraza, bibati knesios, bibati medrashos. There was no achraza that went out in the shuls and the base medrashos. You're still possible right away when it's a psul deraisa. However, a psul midirehem tzar hachraza. When it comes to psul that's only midirehem, you require hachraza for the edus to be bato. But if there's no hachraza, although he's possible midirabanam, it's still a good edus. The fikach writes Ramam, kol edus shehid godem shechizolav mekablen also. Every edus that we accept, that we hear from the this aid, who's pasul derabanan, is going to be a good aidus if there was no hachraza as of yet. So what's the machlokas Rambam Rashi? Anyone pick up on it?
If they gave testimony, is it considered good or not?
Go into the Rambam.
I just read it to you. I didn't read the whole thing.
Can you read it again, please?
Ma bein psul aidus min haTorah lepsul midirehem. She pal psul min haTorah shehid aidus obetela. I'm reading the whole thing, but I read.
Doesn't say in Beis Din.
Ah, very good. The Gemara says Beis Din. Rashi follows suit and says Ad Shachridu be Beis Din. Rambam writes about the Knesset, about the Majeshos. He's talking about if there's no Hachraza that went out against the Psul Derais and the Beis Knesset and the Beis Majesh, the Psul Derais is still intact. Mashmer, the Psul Derabanan, the Hachraza that takes place for the Psul Derabanan has to take place in the base Knesset, the base Majesh. What's Machlokes Rashi Rambam? Radbaz picks up on this. Radbaz says, Rabbeinu Sover, the Rambam holds, De'ein kol am nimtza misham, l'shmo hachraza. People aren't going to be in Basin to know what goes on in Basin. Why would you limit it to Basin? And lefikach, therefore the Rambam writes, machrizin b'bati knesios b'bati mejeshos, k'dei shishmo kol am, in order for everybody to hear. And I'll finish the Rambam now. I didn't read this piece yet, but the Rambam says, what's the reason why you need hachraza? The Rambam writes at the end of Halacha Vav, k'dei shlo la'abid z'chus am. So the Zechus Am should not lose out on anything. They shouldn't lose any Zechuyos. Sheharei lo yodubo, shu pasul. How am I supposed to know this guy was a pasul aid? He never made an announcement in Shul and in Beis Medrash. Vein psul ele medireim. So the whole reason for the Achraza is to let everybody know. What's the best way to let everybody know? Not in the one basin that exists in the city. To every Shul and every Beis Medrash where everybody goes, then everybody will know.
And Rashi just says, just in front of judges, that's it?
The Gemara says based in, Rashi's Achi Achita based in. So Rashi just follows the Gemara, but the Rambam is the one who strays away from the Lashon of the Gemara. Pashup Shat, it has to take place in based in. Why would you limit to based in? The Rambam is very mistaber.
Does it mean to say that for Rashi, there's not going to be... I mean, the Rav says, oh, in Basin, no one's going to be there. Does that mean to say, like, if, that's, like, 100% true?
Okay.
I'm saying, well, you have, by whatever, Hachrosa Mises Basin, I'm assuming that's by Basin also, but, like, the whole, maybe, like, for some, maybe for an Hachrosa, everyone does come. I'm saying, like, why does he assume that? Like, why does he assume it's a private case?
It's a good point.
Like, I'm sure that has been Basin also, and, like, we say, like, that's for whatever, by Sota also, you know, for all the women to see, you know, and everything like that. That's what also takes place in Beis Din. Yet everyone, they announce everyone come to Beis Din. So it's like, I don't know why he assumes that it's a private session.
No, so when it comes to the Mises Beis Din, it might be more of a public event. People might come there for the event, to see the death or whatever takes place. No one's coming to the Beis Din to hear the list of who's possible. Like, listen to the Kamalis in Shul. That's Mincha, right? It's like, when is this ending? It's right, like right before Nisan. You know, you get everybody in, you go to like a huge Shul. Takes a while. And not to belittle the Kamalis and the people who are Nifter, of course. But,
so again, he wants to say that we want to say for Rashi that it is. And no one else is there necessarily?
You're making a good point, and maybe. The Rashi thinks that either Beis Din was more public than you would have thought, or maybe word will get out from Beis Din. People will find out whoever's there, and then word will spread. And Rambam thinks that it won't spread as quickly, or won't really spread. It's not really good gossip to tell. Oh, this guy's possum their bottom. It's not juicy stuff. So the only way to really get the word out is to go to each and every shul and Beis Medrash to let it be known. But you're right; that could be a good approach, or maybe there could be an entirely different understanding to the nature of the Hachraza, which may explain why Rashi and the Gemara thinks it's limited to Beis Din and nowhere else. It doesn't have to be. So,
are we going to discuss that other side?
Yeah, I think we should. Okay. I think we should definitely do that.
That's a good idea.
I think we should definitely do that.
There might be a completely philosophical conceptual analysis.
So, let's... let's do a little different order than Mar Makomos. To just raise some questions, and I guess, let's just, before this, just on the same point, sorry, about the difference between Beis Knesset and the Beis Din, there's a Mordechai, in Siman Tav Reish Chadi Hei. The Mordechai writes, quoting the Rav Von, Mi shehotziu hakal mi Beis Knesset, mi pnei shesachok b'kuvio, somebody gets kicked out of shul for gambling problems, there's no greater hachraza than that. So it sounds like the Mordechai and the Ravon, it's also something to do with the Beis Knesset, because the whole idea of the Beis Knesset is just to let people know. So if you got kicked out of the shul because he was gambling, you don't have to go ahead and make another hachraza. It's just a very practical way of getting the word out. If it's in the newspapers, you don't need to make a hachraza. If it's Yadua, that this guy got kicked out of shul for gambling problems, so it's Yadua. Sounds like the Rambam. Just putting him in the same camp.
Does the Rambam say anything about Beis Knesset, or that was just the Rav's?
The Rambam does, yeah. It says Beis Medrash, Beis Knesset, and the Rav's explains because It's about getting the word out. And Beis Din won't accomplish that. Okay, so there's another interesting machlokas. Actually, let's go to the Nemuk Yosef down the back. The Nemuk Yosef from Daf Hey, from an Aleph to Daf Erif. He says as follows. What's the reason for Hachraza? He says, Kula honey de paslin edis. All these psule edis einon nifsolin ad sheyachrizu basin lohodia kach v'chach psulin. Until there's an announcement in Beis Din to let everybody, or to let it be known, the following is, people are apostle. V'ikadamri taima de tsar hachraza mishum tekonos lakuchos. Another reason is the hachraza is for the purpose of lakuchos. Sholichas me'osan misharein. So if I'm buying land of some sort and writing a shtar, I don't want someone puzzle signing my shtar to disqualify the shtar. I'm going to lose out. I bought a property. I have a document proving that. Oh, the edim you have are puzzling with their banan. I didn't know that. So to help the lakuchos, they said, okay, we'll make a deal with you guys. We'll make a hachraza for every psul derabanan. And this way, it'll be your responsibility to find out who's puzzle, who's not. And then you only have kosher people signing the shtar. It was for the sake of the kuchos. That's the ikadamri. That's the second reason. But what's the first reason, Nuk Yosef? He seems to say there are two different reasons. So I'll read you the lashon again. It's almost like Rashi. Ein nifsan ad sheyachrizu bebeisin lehodia kach v'kach psulim. You're not apostle until there's a chazon base, until let it be known these people are apostle. How do you understand that reasoning, and why is it different than the second reason? Okay, so I'll read a Yadirma, which could be one interpretation. The Yadirma writes, L'hodia L'chol Shehem Psulin Kadeshi Izharu Milimsur Lahen Edis. It's a testimony, or it's a way of getting the word out that these people are apostles, and you should be careful not to accept their Edis.
So you're saying that the first reason is the second reason?
So they're very similar in terms of it's for the purpose of the people, but Yadirma is more expansive. The Ran, second answer, says it's for the purpose of the people, but specifically Lekuchos. Let's call it Dini Mamonos. The Yad Ramah says, no. It's a purpose for people, for all types of Edis. Not only Mamonos, but even Isser. That's the world of Isser, right? But yes. Anything that even non-Mamonos. So, but again, they're very similar in terms of the purpose of the people. Very practical reason to get the word out there. Okay, so the Yadirma is much more expansive. So we see in Nafkamina, in fact, the Gideon Ashas, Yosef Engel, quotes from Shuas Radvaz, Chela Gimel, Simon, Tuf, Kufpe Gimel. It's a very high number. 1,000? 900, is it, rather? Chela Gimel, Tough, Kuf, Pei, Gimel. 900.
I'm going to ask you to say one
tough.
No, I'm saying I don't do that now.
Another time. So the interesting Shiloh was, interesting mindset. Some person said, made the following nether. The guy said the following nether. He says, he got so angry, he said, I'm going to become a Nazir Shimshon, which is Nazir forever, if I marry this woman. He got so mad at this fiance, I guess. I'm going to be another Shimshon if I marry this woman. He was so angry. He got into a fight with her daughter or something. I don't know exactly. Then the Maisa came in front of the Chachamim. And he said, no. I made a neder that I'll only be a mamzer if I marry her. I didn't say another Shimshon. And they brought Edim. No, you did say another Shimshon. So they accepted his Edis. And they excommunicated him for anybody who says they're going to be another Shimshon gets Nidu. And he can't marry this woman. So he will not, because if he marries the woman, he'll become another Shimshon, so he was not able to marry this woman. A man said, if I marry this woman, I'm going to become a Nazir Shimshon. And he denied it. They found Eidim that he actually did say it. So since he said it, two things happened. One, he can't marry the woman because then he'll become a Nazir Shimshon. Second thing, he was kicked out of the town because if anyone who says they're going to become a Nazir Shimshon gets Nidur. That's what happened. So this Maisa came in front of the Radvaz. He did some research, investigation, and he saw that one of these Eidim was actually a puzzle for Eidus because he's Mafriche Yonim. He was a gambler, or maybe he would steal other people's Yonim. But it's only sold Rabbanon. Okay, so he says, and therefore he threw out the whole case. So, but isn't there a din that a psul midirabanan requires a achraza? And since there was an achraza, he won't be possible to eat this yet. So he says, no. That only applies to an Eidus mamon. We don't accept his testimony. He's not possible to Eidus until achraza when it comes to Eidus mamon. Do you require an achraza? But Eidus shall iser? Hareo possible achraza. The purpose, the achraza, the whole purpose is to help the lakuchos for dina mamonos. But when there's no need, when it's talking about dina iser, when it's talking about kedushin, where it's not affecting anybody's mamonos, so there's no need for a achraza. And therefore it's a good, therefore he is possible Eidus. You guys with me? Yeah.
How come when the Ravaz finds out that the guy is possible, that's not Hachraza? Like, he can't say, like, oh, by the way, like...
No, because Hachraza has to take place before his testimony. So, basically, the question is as follows. Is Hachraza needed for Eidus Shel Isser or not? When dealing with Psul D'Rabbanon, do you require the Hachraza to make him possible for Eidus Isser also? Or only Eidus of Mamun? Everyone agrees you need a Hachraza to disqualify him from Eidus Shel Mamun. But what about Eidus Shel Isser? Do you need a Hachraza to disqualify him from Eidus Shel Isser? Radvaz says, yes, you do. I'm sorry, Radvaz says, you don't need a Hachraza for Isser. It's only for Lakuchos, like the second answer of the Nebuk Yosef. However, the Pischei Tshuva in Choshe Mishpat, Simen Lamed Dalid, for Sifkat and Chav Gimel, I think it was. Sifkat Gimel, but the Sifkat and Lam Gimel. So the Birkei Yosef, according to the Pischei Tshuva, has such a suffix whether or not this applies to Dina Isser also. Do you need a Hachraza for Dina Isser? He quotes a Chuz Radvaz, a different Chuz Radvaz, which says you do not require a Hachraza for Isser. But then he quotes from other tshuvas here, Eidus B'Yakov, and the Mabit, and the Masas Moshe, and the Tshuvas Maran, that all say you do require Yachraza even for Eidus Shel Isser. So it seems like the machlokas is, between the Adar Mavr and Muki Yosef, is Yachraza for the purpose of the Kuchos only, or is for the purpose of the entire nation for all Eidus that out, even Eidus Shel Isser.
So who's going to say like Yadar?
Right. He has two opinions, but those two opinions seem to be arguing about the Yadarma versus the Milki Yosef. Was the Takana for just Lakuchos, Dinim Amnes, or the Takana was for all Eidus, for everybody to know who's Kasher and who's not? Okay. Oh, I get tells about them. Okay, it's fine. Now, all this being said, this is not going to answer our initial question of Rashi and the Gemara, why the Achraza would have to be limited to Basin. According to all these opinions, the whole point of the Achraza is to get the word out there. And the best way to get the word out there is like the Rambam and the Mordechai says, to do it in the shuls and say it in the base measures. Everyone's going to know about it. Whether you need to let everybody know for the purpose of the Kuchos or everybody to know about it for the purpose of all Eidos, you have to do it in the shuls. Why would you limit it to the Basin? So I think Pshat is, I thought this, and I saw this also in this other Sefer. What's that Sefer called I was looking at?
Pischei
Shaar. That the reason for Achraz is not a practical reason to let everybody know, but it's really a fundamental reason that's part of the Chalos Shem Psul Gavra. He is not going to be a Psul Gavra until the Hachraza takes place. Why is that? It's not to let anybody know, but rather some formal requirement Chum instituted. And therefore it has to take place in Beis Din, a makom of formality, a makom where these things take place. So Rashi thinks, Rashi doesn't say lehodia la'am, to let the people know. Lehodia, just to let it be known.
It's still weird though. You say Hachrosa Beis Din, like no one even has to be there. Saying lehodia implies for other, like for other people.
It says
it implies that there has to be, there's a result.
He says lehodia psulan. I'm not sure who's lehodia to.
It should be like la'amra, whatever, la'amra psulan, whatever, to state it. I don't know. Saying it's just the kind of lehodia sounds like to that other people are involved, or that they should understand that this is what's going on.
I'm not entirely sure. Again, it's. I would be more comfortable to say lehodia la'am or something like the Rambam had said. You're right. I'm not entirely comfortable with it, but we'll throw it out there anyways as a more fundamental approach, whether you like it or not. Okay. But again, he explains very nicely why it has to take place in Beis Din. And that's going to take your approach. No, it has to be even based in the work you get out there. Again, I find that hard to imagine. The rabbis didn't think that was really true. So you have to take, it's a question of logic versus the text. Now, the logic of the rabbis sounds like Beis Din won't accomplish that. It's a machokas and mitzias, whether Beis Din will accomplish it or not. We don't like to say it's a machokas but a mitzias. So maybe it's a completely different approach. It's about formalizing the psul of some sort. Rashi Lashon doesn't sound that much like that. I hear that. It requires a little tzarchin still. I agree.
I'm trying to say that according to Rashi, like only Beis Din can officially make a psul. So meaning the hachraza has to happen in Beis Din, as the guy can only be a full psul gavra with a sanction of the Beis Din.
Right.
So it's like a function.
Exactly. The chalos gavra comes only in Beis Din. Okay, fine. Now, yeah.
I guess, whatever. And just go, what I was trying to say before, during Seder, is that Rashi's still going to, I think maybe that Rashi, in other words, Rashi's still going to, maybe it doesn't have to be for every, in other words, okay, I'm going to say this. It's for the person himself to, like, embarrass him or something like that. I guess, again, that doesn't answer why you need that in order to be puzzled. But, like, whatever, I guess, assuming that it still works, let's say it's for him that, like, that he should be embarrassed in some way, or that maybe other people shouldn't do this act, whatever. So therefore, like, as long as it's being publicized in some way, it doesn't have to be, not every single person has to know about it. In other words, because since we're not trying to save the people, so not every single person in the entire community has to know about it. As long as some people are going to know about it in the basement, whatever. As long as we force them in some way, so therefore that's already embarrassing.
I'm saying, what's the point of it though? What's the point of that chazza?
In order that he should be embarrassed, and other people shouldn't, and there, and
but
therefore
why
other,
that
other,
be
people,
reason,
other people are not going to do
why
it.
Why should that be the reason for making the basala? Yeah, Jake, you had a question?
Yeah, according to everyone besides Rashi, if there was no Hachraza, is this guy is still considered a bad eight, correct? It's just a practice, like, it doesn't have anything to do with the Psul Gavra, he's still considered a puzzle eight.
You're right, exactly, we just can't implement it because it's not fair to the Kuchas.
So I'm saying, like, not it could be if he's made on something before.
No, everyone agrees, it's still going to be good because no one knew about it.
But that's what I'm saying.
Why
according to the Rambam and all
the
other people, why?
Because it's not fair to the Kuchas. According to the Rambam, you're pasul right away, even pasul derbanan. But we can't implement that psul because it's not fair to the Kuchas. You're right, theoretically, there's a huge nafkamina in that time period of the when he's violating the Isser and the Hachraza, the Ram thinks he's possible in the Rabbanon, but we cracked that we can implement that. And according to Rashi, what we're saying is no, there's no psul until there's a Hachraza, where he comes to get to Chalos Gavra.
Why is that possible?
Everyone agrees, at the end of the day, you can't. His edus will be accepted, kodem hachraza.
And what about a situation where there is no mafsul kuchos?
So, any time there's no mafsul kuchos, like the Radvaz says, the edus shall isser. So, right away is going to be possible. That's when it comes out. That's when we see there's a real psul right away. According to Rashi, edus shall isser is not going to be.
You can't have enough for me in that time slot between. I guess like Maisa and the Hachraza.
You can when it comes to Eidus Shel Isser. When you, if you can neutralize the Lekuchos.
Right.
That's what the Rabbis does. This is what Rabbis says. When there's Eidus Shel Isser, there's no Lekuchos anymore. So then, yeah, Einach Nami, he would be possible right away, even before Hachraza. According to the Rashi says, no, he's not going to be possible right, until there's Hachraza. Okay. That would be Pshat also in the Pesach Chuba, who brings down the opinions that even Eidus Shel Isser is going to be require Hachraza. Because Hachraza creates the Chaloshem Gavra.
Chapter 1, we basically got, right?
Now, if you don't want to read the Rashi, you can still read it within the Tshuva, the Shittas in the Pesach Tshuva, but you have to explain the Beis Din, why Rashi limits the Beis Din.
Okay. Did we say the Gemara says Beis Din or no?
The Gemara does, and Rashi also does.
So it's like weird. Like, whatever, I'm saying like the Rambam makes a lot of sense. And if, like, although a lot of the Rishonim were saying, so it's in the Masil Kuchos and all that, but yet, at the same time, like, you know, the Gemara itself restricts the Beis Din. So like, they're going against that.
Yeah. Right.
That's okay?
Yes. Either they had a different gear, so or the Beis Din was Lav Dafka. It's, you know.
It's by Beis Din, and it's really in the bill, whatever it is.
I didn't see anybody address how they deal with reading the Gemara, if they lav dafka it somehow. Once you lav dafka, you can lav dafka Rashi also. Rashi doesn't really mean only the Beis Din, and Rashi really agrees with the Rambam also. But had you not seen the Rambam, you never would have said that. Okay, now there's another interesting machlokas found in the Merome Sada, the Mitziv. That's he quotes a Tosos in Baba Kama in Iran here, in regards to Shavua. If a person is possum in their banon, do we accept his Shavua before the Achraza or not? Similar case to the Eidish Shel Isser. So the Ran, where's this Ran again? Chaf Hamer Aleph, Yur Maslav Kevan.
It's not here.
Yeah, it's in Hedron.
First question: if someone's possible, do we accept that someone's shoe is possible to have one for the forever?
Yeah. So now he's asked the question on the whole discussion of a chamsan, the losachmer, all these issues. The Ran's working within the opinion the chamsan's a psul midrabanan. It's a psul midrabanan. So therefore, we're choshed him. The Gemara said we're choshed him from a shuvah. So the Ran asks, why are we choshed him for a shuvah? He says, there's no achraza yet. We should be able to accept his shuvah. Okay, right. He's possum midrabanan. But there's no achraza. There's no psul midrabanan yet, and we should be able to accept his achraza. Why did the Gemara in Bamatia say a chamson is choshed for a shuvah? A chamson is possum midrabanan. We're choshed for a shuvah. There is no achraza yet. You need achraza to pass them from a shuvah. So the Ran answers, shelo hitzriku hachraza el lepasu le'edus. You only need hachraza to disqualify him from edus. Aval shuvah chashu b'lo hachraza. When it comes to shuvah, you're choshed him anyways. We want to try to trust the guy. So if there's psul midrabanan, even though officially he's not psul midrabanan yet because there's no achraza, we can still be choshed him for shuvah. In other words, a psul midrabanan will be disqualified from making a shuvah even before there's a achraza. However, Tos Baba Kama Samach Bezim and Aleph says that no, to disqualify him from a shuvah, you still require a achraza. Okay. So one way to understand this machlokes could be the nature of shvua. How much nemanus do we need for shvua? A chashad ba'alma. The Ran thinks all you need is a chashad, And Tosafot says, no, you need a more formalized type of psul to disqualify somebody from a shuah. So, the Rambam saw this is as follows. If you think the whole reason for achraza is to make it mefursam and to publicize it for the purpose of the takanos lekuchos, it's all for the kuchos, like the Namuk Yosef says, then for regards to shvua, you don't need a achraza. Making a shvua has nothing to do for the lekuchos. Right, according to the Namuk Yosef, the Rambam, you're apostle right away before the achraza. You only need a achraza to help the people out. So if you're apostle right away, just like you're apostle for Eidus Shel Isher before achraza, so to your apostle for a shua right before, even before achraza. But then in Romans 5 it says, but if you hold that it's not for that reason, it doesn't say what the reason is, so then it's something more, let's call it more formalized, you need the achraza to give machalos shame psul derabanan. So as long as there's no achraza, there's no psul derabanan, and you can accept the shua. The only way we don't accept the shua is if there's a hachraza. He becomes a gavra, it's a psul apostle in derbanon, and then we can no longer accept the shua. But so long as there's no hachraza, the shua is acceptable. So he says this is actually the machlokas amaraim in the Gemara, whether a roa requires a hachraza or not. One opinion says you don't require hachraza. Why don't you need a hachraza? Because mefursim, everybody knows the roa steals. Everybody knows what the roa does. It's mefursim. So you don't need a achraza, because the whole point of the achraza is to be mefarsim it. If it already is mefursim, like if the guy gets kicked out of shul because he's gambling, you don't need to make it an additional achraza. If it's the front page of the Times, you don't need to make it an achraza. It's already public. So a roa is as if it's written on the front page of the Times and everybody knows about it. And you don't need a achraza. But according to the other opinion, it says no, even a roa requires a achraza. Why? Everybody knows what a roa does, that he's a ganav. No, you need a hachraza because it's not for the reason of the kuchos for letting people know. You need a hachraza to formalize the din, to give machalos shem psulm derabanan. Okay. Now, Mishnah Melech in Hilchos Malveh V'Loveh, Perek Dal and Halachavav. It's a very long piece there. I won't go through all of it now. Well, they're all long, but they're very long. So in the beginning of it, he discusses a number of things related to Achraza. I'll just say one interesting halach he talks about. What about if someone violates an Issa Medaraisa, but the Psul is only Medirabanan? Like a number of the cases we saw in Tosos in the beginning of Chav Dal and Rebbeis. That it's possible Masachik Bakuvia is over this Gzela Deraisa, but the Psul is only Medir Bun because he doesn't think what he's doing is wrong. So it's an Isser Deraisa, yet a Psul Der Bun. Do those require a Hachraza or not? What do you guys think? I'm not entirely sure. I'll say what I think. If the guy is violating an Issa Deraisa, and the only reason why he's not Possum Deraisa is because he doesn't know any better, but it's an Issa Deraisa, everybody else knows it's Asum Deraisa, perhaps. And already is Mefursam. You don't need a Hachraza. Everybody's aware of it. So there's no need for Hachraza. Because the Issa Deraisa will create a buzz in the community. Everybody will know. The guy's gambling is violating an Issa Deraisa. But if it's Hachraza, the purpose of Hachraza is to give a chalos shame, Gavra, well, in the end of the day, the Psul is not Deraisa, the Psul is Derabanan. Only Psul Deraisa could create an automatic chalos shame, Gavra to make him possible Deraisa. But if it's a Psul Derabanan, you need the Hachraza and Basin to create that chalos shame, Gavra, the Psul Gavra. Maybe something like that, I'm not entirely sure. But nonetheless, it's a very interesting question the Mishnah Melech raises. And finally, we'll just there's one last piece since you guys are spending a lot of time of it. It was on the Mar Mekomos, the Gemara in Chof Hem and Aleph. Gemara in Chof Hem and Aleph, where the guy testifies about Bar Binitus, or Benitez, as some people want to say, that he actually lent money to me, Beribis. I borrowed money, Beribis. I am a Russian, but he's also a Russian. Gemara ends up saying, well, we don't accept his testimony for himself, vis-a-vis himself, because in all the Mason asked Russia. But before we introduce that, it was a good testimony that he testified against Bar Benitez. Because he said he lent money to Rivas. But So Nuki Yosef. No. So the Mugeza writes, why is the guy Russia? Why is the guy considered, although I admit I lent money to Rivas, it's only talking about Rivas Madura Bonon here, so why am I considered a Russia? There's no Achraza yet, asks the Mugeza.
He admitted or someone testified that he did it?
I said he lent money to me. I'm incriminating myself that Bar Benitos, he lent money to me. Ribis.
Who are you?
I'm an aide.
You're an aide. So you say, okay, fine.
But I'm also a Russia because I'm saying I lent money to Ribis. And therefore, you should disqualify my aides because I'm Postle, I'm over Nisser, Ribis. My aides against him should be Postle, and Bar Benitos should not be disqualified himself. We say, no, we accept my testimony because we don't believe what I said about myself, we believe what I said about him. But before we introduce that, how is my aid is bata? I'm violating only the Isser Derabanan of Ribas. That does not create a psul Derabanan until there's a Achraza. So the Muki Yosef answers, the lo ba'inan Achraza el mishim pseida lekuchos. So the whole purpose of Achraza is for the purpose of the pseida lekuchos, and that is not the case here in the Ribas case. So we don't need Achraza. There's Achraza, and the Psul Derabanan kicks in right away. Of Amedina Pasul, but Mikar Din is really Pasul right away. It's just for the purpose of the Lekuchos do we say you need Achraza. And there's no Lekuchos here, so there's no need for Achraza. You go to the second answer that, no, maybe that's not the case. Maybe the reason for Achraza is not because of Pseid Lekuchos, made for a formalized Din, perhaps. And you only need Achraza for the additional Edios the guy is going to testify about. But that itself, that also Edios that he's Nifsal with and through, that is Pasal and Bata right away. And the other Rishonim, like the Ron Yadarma, says, no, this time Psul Deraisa here. So why is it talking about Psul Deraisa? Right. So it could be because they think it's something about how they understand Malva Beribis, how that creates an Issa Deraisa, or they could be arguing somehow how Achraza works. They argue on the Muki Yosef, Achraza is not about letting people know, Achraza is about formalizing a din. So if it's a Psul Derabanan only, so you're right, he should not be a Rasha before the Achraza. So the only way for them to understand the Gemara is if it's a Psul Deraisa. And a Psul Deraisa, of course, does kick in for the Achraza. Okay, fine.
They don't say that it's a necessary component of the psul, that you're not a psul. I mean, like, what about just saying that you need Achraza for whatever reason, but you can still be puzzled without Achraza? Is anyone, like, I mean, when Rashi says that you can't be puzzled without it, like, everyone agrees to that?
I mean, not everyone. If you understand the reason is to create a chalos psul gavra, so yes, he's not puzzled until there's Achraza. The purpose of Achraza is for people to know, well, then Maker didn't, he's really puzzled now, but you can't make that effective until everybody knows and is aware of it.